Item left from the Marmakomos of last week that we hadn't seen, no great shakes, just to that there's a pointed out that at the end of Tosfos, Dir Maskil V'Iyashminan, Tosfos raises the question of the Rashmi Shans in terms of how our sugya relates to the sugya on Daf Testimud Beis, where our sugya, the bottom line is the Mishnah Paskins, that one is allowed to feed a chaya on Erev Pesach. And yet we know that the Sugya Daf Testament Base, we're afraid of giving food to a chulda because it's mitzna'ah, and here we say we're not afraid, kamash malan maskon is not afraid of mitzna'ah. So the Tosfos takes the approach, our Tosfos, Tosfos Rosh brings us the name of Rabbeinu Meir, that there's a difference between a chaya and a chulda. The chulda is squirrels things away, as opposed to the chaya, it's an open question. And then, of course, we have the problem of the fact that Rashi makes an identity in our sugya between the chaya kagon chulda v'nimiyah v'chatul. Rashi identifies them, but in the Rashmi Shans itself, he answers his question, but his answer, we can understand why Tosfos didn't quote it when we see the answer. Now, what's the answer of the Rashmi Shans himself? That what kind of chaya are we talking about here?
Chaya.
Right. In other words, chaya and chulda are one and the same, but here we're dealing with a chaya who's manacled, is tied up, who can't hide things, as opposed to over there we're dealing with a wild chaya. And then of course the question is, so what's the hafamina that there'd be an issue if the chaya is tied up, it can't put anything away. So you have to say that we have a gzera of lo kafus, hatu kafus, very, very difficult. L'chora, the simplest approach is that of chidushi haran. What's the simplest approach if one doesn't want to distinguish between a chaya and a chulda? Where can one make the distinction between our sugi and the sugi and the aftes? Okay, you could deal with domesticated and wild, but even more than that, what is our sugi dealing with? Nachon. In other words, when you are feeding an animal, as opposed to when an animal is taking on its own. When you're feeding an animal, so you can already know, you know the animal, you know approximately how much it eats, etc. Mashenki, when an animal takes on its own, clearly it's going to hide it away, doesn't want it to be taken. In other words, there's clearly room to distinguish between the sugyas. Okay, that was just a he'ara. Okay, let's move over to the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. The Mishnah pointed out, Kol she shemutar lech o machil lebehema chaya ve'ofos u'mocher lenochri pshita. We're dealing in a period of time in which we have a heter achiga, we have a heter hanoa. What's the inyan over here of mocher lenochri? Afuke mehaitana detanya b'shamay omrim o'yimkor adam chemtzo lenochri elam ken yodea bo shiyechale kodem pesach. Let's just deal, and I'm aware there's a third sheet as well, let's just deal with this machlokas. Okay, I think we need a bit of background in order to put things into context. We have, within the world of Pesach, within the constellation of Pesach, we have a number of Isurim and of Mitzvos. We have an Isur Achila, we have an Isur Hana'ah, we have an Isur of Balei Ro'ah, an Isur of Balei Matzeh, and we have a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu. This framework, we have discussed four out of the five. We have discussed the iser of achila. Is there a difference between the iser on erev Pesach and on Pesach, iser chevetz, iser gavra? We discussed the iser hana'ah. We discussed the aspect of mechira as being perhaps an iser hana'ah or perhaps not. Maybe we are. We can go beyond Mechira, maybe it's less than Mechira, and we discussed the Balei Ro'ah as to whether the Re'iyah is an important factor practically or simply potentially, it's Nitan L'Re'iyah, and Hu Adin in terms of Balei Matzeh as to whether it actually has to be Matsui in terms of being known, or as to whether it's enough that it be potentially Matsui, it's simply Pirushus. All those we've discussed. We haven't discussed Tashbisu at all. So just as just as background material, we should be aware that there is a machlokas rishonim as to what is the core of tashbisu. There is the core of tashbisu, basically what we would call bitul, that's the shita of the Rambam, or is the core of tashbisu biur, that's the shita of most rishonim. Are we dealing with nullifying or are we dealing with destroying? And then we have a machlokes achronim. between the Minchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim, as to whether one has to actively do something in order to be Mekayim Tashbisu, be it the bee or be it the beetle, or simply not having chametz in your property, that itself is a kiyum of Tashbisu. Then we have in the first perek a statement of Chazal that because of all of these issues, because of the Iser Achila, and Hanoah, and Bayiroa, and Bayimatze, and Tashbisu, Chazal decided that one is not going to get away before Pesach with simply taking one approach, but rather we have a double-barreled Takana Drabanan, that pre-Pesach, Chametz requires Biur and Bitul. Biur and Bitul. There's a long run at the beginning of the Masechta who summarizes the sugyas of the first four blot, but Midrabanan, that's the stage that we're on. We need both Bitul and Viur. Within the world of Bitul, again, I'm just putting things on the table that we know as background material, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, what does Bitul consist of? How do you nullify Chametz? Tosfos says, you're mafkir the Chametz. You simply remove your ownership. That's the equivalent, that is the kiyum of Bitul, while the Ramban and all of Chachmei Sfarad take Tosfos to task, and they say, no, it's not enough to be mafkir, you have to ka'afra da'ara, it has to be mamish nullified, it has to be meaningless in your eyes. It's not enough simply to remove your ownership. And then, in terms of biur, how you're mekayim biur, so that's our Mishnah. The Sefer of our Mishnah, we have Machlokes Yin Rav Yehuda, ein biur chametz ela b'sreifa, hachamem omrim b'chol derech, af mefarer v'zorah l'ruach omati liyam. Okay, so we have this Isur, we have this Chiyuv Drabanan. We have a Chiyuv Drabanan of Biur. And this Chiyuv Drabanan exists on every Jew before Pesach. Yes, Mendel?
Just in terms of the, maybe I'm missing something a little bit, but the idea being mafkir, it seems like I'm severing my relationship with the object. So what exactly is the difference between that saying the object is meaningless, meaning it's subjective versus my subjective relationship?
No, in other words, when I am mafkir something, I am not relating to its value at all. I'm simply relating to its relationship to me. Masha ein kein, to be mevatel means that I'm relating to the object per se. Well, but we'll see. That, in other words, again, I'm just putting this on the table that we shouldn't have disagreements over these matters. In other words, that which we shown them disagree on, we don't have to raise in shir as nekudo tamachloket. With that background, now let's move over to the now let's move over to the Gemara. We have Beit Shammai, the Tanya. Beit Shammai omrim go yimkor adam chemso lenochri, elam ken yodea shiachale kodem Pesach. Rashi comes to explain Beit Shammai, and Rashi explains kodem shiyovo ha-Pesach, dekosavre mitzvah olav leva'aro, min ha-olam, velo yehe kayam. And what is the shita over here of Beit Shammai? Why is it not enough simply to sell your chametz before Pesach to a goy, according to Rashi? What ikaron does Beis Shammai posit? Yes.
Mechira is not biur, and that you're not an obligation to biur myself.
Okay. That once we define biur as lechiyuv levaro min haolam velo yehei kayam, destruction of chametz, physical destruction of chametz. If we're going to define biur in this manner, then by selling it to a goy, you have not been mekayim your mitzvah of biur, unless you're certain that the goy is going to follow through and in some way destroy it. Destroy it could be by eating it. Destroy it could be by burning it. That the goy is going to take care of this chametz before Pesach. That's Beis Shammai. Our issue is not so much Beis Shammai, even though Torah hi u'tzrichu lamda, our issue is, what does Beis Hillel hold? We paskin like Beis Hillel. On what point over here of Shammai's statement does Beis Hillel disagree? No. So what do you suggest, or what did you see in the Rishonim? Beis Shammai, everyone agrees that there is a mitzvah of biur before Pesach. We have a mitzvah midrabanan of biur before Pesach. That we pointed out. We have two mitzvahs on our heads, Bitul and Biur. Over here, Beis Shammai says we have a chisaron in Biur by selling it to a goy, unless we're certain that the goy is going to destroy it before Pesach. What would Beis Hillel say?
Yes.
Ah, Okay, so we have a slew of Rishonim who take the approach that Reuven says, namely that we have over here an ekroni machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How are you mekayim this mitzvah of biur midrabanan? Everyone agrees mitzvah alav leva'aro. What is biur? According to Beis Shammai, it's la'aviro min ha'olam shelo yehei kayam, and according to Beis Hillel, la'aviro mirishuso. This is a statement that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman found a line in the Rosh that says this way. In a minute, we'll see Rishonim who said it a little more, said it as well. The Rosh in our perek in Siman Dalid, where you have the little mem of the Korban Nesanel, points out ulamochro lenochri, namely pre Pesach mutar, the ein tzarecha hashbito min haolam. Biur doesn't mean destruction from the world, ela mibeso, getting it out of your bayit, getting it out of your reshut, that is defined as biur. The Rishonim who say this explicitly are the Chachmei Provence. The Meiri, in his paragraph on the Mishnah, Mochlo Lenochri, points out that we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, that you have to be mashbidit legamre, shalon etz tavenu ela lahashbito shelo yehei shelanu. The definition of hashbata is taking it out of our property, which is mekuyam via the Mechira Lenochri. And although I didn't ask you to look, because I didn't notice it earlier, Rav Yonasan Miluniel, in other words, a predecessor of the Meiri in Luniel in Provence, points out that that's the machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Shema Tova Tomar, Kevan Shehizhiranu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levayer Chametz, Nomar Shetzivonu Lashbito Mikol HaOlam, Shelo Yimotzei Chametz Shehoye Shel Yisrael B'Kol HaOlam, Mishei Shaos Lemala, that's the Shita Beis Shammai, Kamash Malan, the Mutar Lemochro Lenochri, Afal Pi Shelo Yochlenu Ela Achara Pesach, Delo Hizhiranu Ela Shelo Yehei Shel Yisrael Tocha Pesach. The Iker is to get it out of the Rishus of the Yisrael, that's Hashbasa, rather than putting Rishus of the Nachri. Namely, we have a mitzvah of Bayom HaRishon Hashbisu Seor Mi Bateichem. How would Beis Hillel read this pasuk, or how would he translate this pasuk if he were to be Aryeh Kaplan? And how would Beis Shammai translate this pasuk? Where is their machlokes? In which word? Mi Bateichem. Is Mi Bateichem the definition of Tashbisu? Tashbisu Seor, by taking it out of your house. That's Tashbisu. Tashbisu means removing your ownership. For example, selling it to a goy. Or no, Tashbisu Seor, which Seor? Do you have to mash this Seor which is in Bebatechem, as opposed to the Seor which may be elsewhere? However, the definition of Tashbisu is the physical destruction. Okay, so over here, the interplay between Tashbisu and Bebatechem, that's the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to Rav Yonasan Miluniel. According the Meiri brings this Perush, and the Rosh brings this Perush, and it fits very nicely into Rashi. Rashi is stressing the fact, Shelo Kayam, Shelo Varo Min Ha'olam, that's the side of Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel disagrees, yes?
According to Beis Shammai, when he sold this chametz to Pesach, and then realized that, oh, he's not going to be able to eat it before Pesach. So does the Jew now have the responsibility to go take his chametz back and burn it? Or the reason why Beis Shammai says is because you're mevatel naseh, mevatel naseh of tashbisu. But once you sold it, you know, there's nothing you can do that anymore. It's no longer yours.
No. That you would have to follow through. You would have to follow through according to Beis Shammai and explain to the goy you made a mistake, buy it back from him.
So from what point? I sell a goy my chametz on Tishrei.
That's a very good question. When we speak about the chi of a beer, from when? That we'll see within the words of Rav Yudah ben Beseira, and apply it back to Beit Shammai. That's a very good question. From when does this chi of biur chal on the individual? Okay, but clearly it's chal sometime before Pesach. Okay. When exactly, we'll have to see. However, this is not the only way of learning the machlokes Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, namely that we have a machlokes on the level of how to be mekayim biur. What is the definition of biur? Is it hotzoa mirushus, or is it or is it hotzoa min ha'olam? What is another, perhaps, alternative of learning the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Yes?
Is the mitzvah of Tishbisu call on the individual or on the chametz?
Is the mitzvah call, well, maybe... Maybe let's put it. You know, let's stop a minute. Let's come back a minute to the Shita in terms of David's Nekuda. Let's try and understand Beis Shammais for a minute. Beis Shammais says you have to destroy it from the world. If you give it to a goy, and the goy is going to eat it or burn it before Pesach, you have been mekayim according to Beis Shammais your mitzvah of tashbisu. Now we can ask David, how have you been mekayim your mitzvah of tashbisu by the goys destroying it? Did you appoint that goy a shliach? Can you appoint the goy a shliach? L'chora, to be a shliach, to be a ben bris. So how are you mekayim your mitzvah according to Beis Shammai if the goy is doing an action, he's not your shliach? You know, it's adaita de nafshe ka'avid. What does this in the world have to do with you? How are you mekayim your mitzvah by someone else's act who does that, that can't halachically relate to you? Yes?
The answer to both questions is that according to Beis Shammai, the goal is that you have said you're coming to be destroyed.
Okay, this is David Sakir within Beis Shammai. Okay, that exactly. Namely, that we could have. I brought up a famous tshuva of the Maharach Or Zeruah. Chaim Or Zeruah, the son of the Or Zeruah, wrote a series of shevot and tshuvot that are, every one of them is very, very fascinating. So in Shevot Yud Aleph, he deals with the mitzvah of Mila. And he raises the following question. Is the mitzvah of Mila, in other words, a chiyuv for the father to be mal his son, or is it for him to see that his son is nimol? Namely, that when you hire a mohel, are you hiring a shliach? You're hiring someone shluchel shalom kamoso. He is your extended arm. He is you. Or you say no. You have to see that your son is Nemo. The best way, the most efficient way of you doing it is not by you're now going and studying Mila, but rather by you're taking an expert who knows the halachas, and he will do the Mila, and by his doing the Mila, you're mekayim your mitzvah, not because he's your shliach. Namely, when the mohel asks you, do you make me your shliach? You can tell him, no, I'm not making you my shliach. You go ahead and do it, and then I'm mekayim my mitzvah by you're doing it. You don't have to be my shliach. The mohel will throw you out of the window, but you know, because he knows that he has to ask you, do you want to be a shliach? And then you give the knife, and you give him the knife, you know, back and forth. That's one approach. The Reb Chaim Or Zeruah understands, no, there's no chiyuv on an individual to be malus. There's no din over here, which halacha l'maisa. There's no din of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. There's no hindur of you doing it on your own. Pum fakir, do it in the best way. If you have a malo, do it. That's a machokis. So he quotes the same chakira we can have by biur. There's a chiyuv drabanan of biur before Pesach. We can be chokir. Is this chiyuv on the individual Jew to be mevar his chametz, or to see that his chametz is mevuar? Clearly, according to Beis Shammai, which is the proper approach? To see that the chametz is mevuar. That can be done ad sheyeda shehanachri mevaro, by seeing that it's mevuar. That's all that you need. But if you're afraid it's not going to be mevuar, then you have to bring it into a state of biur. You can pay the goy extra money that he'll be mevar it. But you have to see that chametz is mevuar. So it could be that Hillel is cholet on the definition of biur. That's the approach of these Rishonim. However, there's another approach as well, which is suggested by Rav Elchanan Wasserman. He has a keta on this in his Kovetz Shiurim on Pesachim in Siman Kuf Tzadi. What would be another alternative approach? Perhaps let me give you a scenario and then explain to me how it relates to this. Let's say you buy a house. The moment that you buy a house and you plan to live in that house, then you're chayev in a mezuzah. There's a chiyuv on you to put a mezuzah in the house. Let's say you go ahead and you sell the house now to someone else. Are you still chayev to put up a mezuzah? What happened to your chiyuv? So what did you do when you sold the house? You removed the chiyuv from yourself. And depends who you sold it to. You sold it to a goy, you didn't pass on any chiyuv. There is simply no chiyuv. You sold it to a Jew, you pass on the chiyuv. How did that relate over here to Beis Hillel? Why, according to Beis Hillel, would he disagree with Beis Shammai? Maybe Beis Hillel agrees. Tashbisu means search and destroy. Mibatechem means the chametz which is in your house. What? So, this chametz is still around. You sold it to a goy. But maybe what did you accomplish by selling it to a goy?
Okay.
You remove the chiyuv from yourself. Namely, not that selling to a goy is a kiyum of tashbisu. Tashbisu means to destroy. However, what you could do is remove that chiyuv. Only when the chametz is yours, then you have a chiyuv. The moment the chametz is no longer yours, the chiyuv is nifka. Just like when you no longer have a house, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. When you no longer have chametz, there's no chiyuv of beer. What you did was you preempted your chiyuv of tashbisu. You removed it from yourself. You took it off from yourself. That's the din of selling it to a goy. It's not a chiyuv of tashbisu. It's an uprooting. It's a hafka of tashbisu. Listen to the language of the Rambam and tell me whether the Rambam learned like the Rush, the Meiri, and Rav Yonasan Miluniel, or did he learn in this manner that we are currently suggesting. Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says as follows. Nisano la'akum kodem sho'ashishis. Again, this is Rambam l'shitaso, that every time in our Gemara it says mecharo, the Rambam changes it to nisano, that he understands that nisina in the wrong time is also a problem of hana'ah, but this is the right time. Nisano la'akum, when it's still mutar b'hana'ah, kodem sho'ashishis, eino tzarech leva'er. Is this the way that the Rush, that Rabbi Yonasan Miluniel, that the Meiri would have formulated the halacha, nesano la'akum kodem shishis, eino tzarech leva'er? Nachon. They would have written, nesano la'akum kodem shashishis, kiyem bir, bir chemtso. That's, he was mekayem bir by doing it. Rav says, no, eino tzarech bir. There's no longer a chiyuv of bir on his head. By selling it to a goy, what he did was he removed the chiyuv of bir from himself. So these then are the two ways of understanding the Machokes Besham Yisrael. One of them may fit a little neater into the Gemara in Shabbos. In the Gemara in Shabbos, our Machokes is quoted on Daf Yudches Amid Beis. This the Tanya Beshamay Omrim Lo Yimkor Adam Chemso is quoted in Shabbos on Daf Yudches Amid Beis. The fact that it's quoted in Psachim, we understand. Here it belongs. Why in the world would it be quoted in Shabbos? So the Mishnah over there on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis points out that we have another machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of an individual who begins a malacha on Erev Shabbos and then the malacha continues into Shabbos. Whether the individual is chayav on that act as considered to be doing a malacha on Shabbos or no. Let's say, for example, a person were to open the sprinkling system on his garden on Erev Shabbos and then it continues on its own into Shabbos. Are you considered as though that sprinkling on Shabbos is you? Is it that your malacha? Beis Shammai says yes, and Beis Hillel says no. A whole series of examples. Beis Shammai says, Ein sharen ziyobas hamonim v'karshinin el kadei shiyashru mibo'od yom. If you want to make dye, be certain that when you put the core of the dye into the water, it's already going to be evenly spread out before Shabbos enters. But Beis Hillel says no. The dye can continue to dye the water on Shabbos. Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Nosdim Unin Shal Pishtan L'Toch HaTanur K'dei Sheyavhilu Mibo'od Yom Lo Asatzemer L'Yore K'dei Sheyikro Ta'ayin Beis Hillel Matirin Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Porsen Mitzudos Chayos Velfos Bedogim Elo K'dei Sheyatsun Mibo'od Yom. In other words, if you're going to put up traps on Erev Shabbos, they have to catch their animals before Shabbos. If they catch an animal on Shabbos, it's as though you caught it on Shabbos. Beis Hillel Matirin. You can ask, what in the world does... Why in the world did Chazal bring our machlokas in the context of the Mishnah in Shabbos? It's true, we have machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but there are hundreds, if not thousands, of machlokas between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel throughout Shas. Why in the world bring a machlokas in terms of selling a chametz to a goy before Pesach on the Mishnah over there? You tell me, think of the two approaches. Does either of these approaches have a certain parallelism between Pesach and Shabbos, and which approach there's no parallelism at all? We have one possibility, we have machlokas, what's the definition of biur, and the second machlokas is as to whether you can preempt yourself from the chiyuv of biur.
Yes, Eitan. According to
second way, it seems that according to Beis Shammai, you still have some kind of shaykhus to that kriyas, which has been removed from your shus.
Right. In other words, the first approach that we said that we have machlokas, how to define biur, that clearly is a local sachim machlokas. That has nothing to do with the machlokas in terms of malacha on Shabbos. However, the second approach, there already is a certain parallelism that according to Beis Shammai, when you begin a process, you're always in the process. You remain in the process. When you set up those traps, when you open the watering system, the continuity of what goes on relates to you. According to Beis Hillel, you're out of the picture. You're simply totally out of the picture. You did something at a time when there is no chiyuv on you at all to worry about malacha. You're not. You have nothing to do with that which is being done me'elav on Shabbos. Parallel to that, it's not an equation. Parallel to that, over here we say the moment someone, according to Beis Shammai, the moment that you own chametz before Pesach, you are responsible for this chametz even when it's no longer in your hands. The chametz continues to relate to you as long as it exists, just as the water from the sprinkling system relates to you as long as it exists. The trap relates to you as long as it exists. Mashenkin, according to Hillel, the moment you take yourself out of the picture, what goes on beyond that has nothing to do with you. In other words, in Shabbos, you're taking yourself out of picture is doing an act which is totally mutter. Over here, taking yourself out of the picture is you're removing the preconditions for a chiyuv of biur. Biur is only on chametz which is yours. This chametz is no longer yours, and there's no chiyuv of biur on it in the first place. In any case, the Rambam's approach, if we understand the second approach as the Rambam, the continuity of the sugya in Shabbos fits in a little neater. However, okay, so far we have two approaches where you have machlokas b'shamayim v'shilo on a level of an ikaron, on a principle. They disagree on a principle. However, you saw that there are many Rishonim who understand that the machlokas over here is not on a principle, but rather on a drabanan plane. Namely, that Beis Shammai agree with Hillel on a doraisa plane. Tashbisu means getting it out of your property. Tashbisu means only when it's yours. The moment it's no longer yours, there's no chiyuv of tashbisu. Ever going to learn, Shammai agrees with Hillel. Why then would there be a disagreement? Why does Shammai say over here you have to be sure that the goy gets rid of this chametz before Pesach? Yes? So the Maharam Chalva says, Maris Ayin, that we're afraid that if the chametz is in the reshus of the goy, that it appears as though you sold it to him on Pesach, that you got Hanoah from it. We have a problem of Maris Ayin. So we have to preempt the issue of Maris Ayin. It's not a machlokas over in a Doraisa plane. It's a machlokas over here as to whether we have a chshad, whether people are going to suspect this individual of a furlishtik, of doing something improper. The Maharam Chalva links that to the sugya in Shabbos. Because in Shabbos, the Mishnah over there continues. The Mishnah continues in Shabbos, and daf Yudzayin Amadeis, Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Mochrin Lenochri Ve'Ein Toanim Imo Ve'Ein Magbihin Alav Elo Kedei Sheyagia Lamakom Karohu Beis Hillel Masirim. That Shammai says that on Erev Shabbos, let's say you have a store where you sell shoes and you want to sell shoes to a goy, you have to make cheshbon. How long is it going to take this goy to get to his house with the package of shoes? And you can only sell it to him if he can get to his house or to a Malkam Karov beforehand. However, if he's going to be walking with your shoes, Miller shoes, this bag of Miller shoes, on when Shabbos enters, that's no good. And Beis Hillel says, Matitom, sell it to him until candle lighting. What's the big deal? What's Shammai Shita over there? What's the fear? Marisayan. Someone will see him walking with this bag. He'll think that I sold it to him after Shabbos. He'll think that he's my shliach, that I asked him to carry it. In other words, that he somehow is connected to me. So the Maharam Chavala says, since our b'raisa is brought over there in Shabbos, kind of there's a connection, not to the reisha of the Mishnah, which we connected earlier on the Akronid plane, but to the sefer of the Mishnah. We have a problem over here of Marasayim. That's the way the Maharam Chavala over here understands, that we have an issue drabonan of Marasayim. Just to read it inside. Pirish Rashi Zel, the Kosavra Mitzul Levaro Min Ha'olam. We have Machokas, what is Bir Chametz? However, says the Maram Chavav, Perakama the Shabbos Mashma, the time of Mishum Chash. Shiomar Haroe Umakir Shusha Yisrael, Shisrael Machara Lo Toch Pesach. Why? The Maisir Hosam Gabe Beshami Omrim, Ein Mochrin Lenochri. Namely, that after that Mishnah that has two parts, one part dealing with the sprinklers and the traps, and the second part dealing with the issue of Maris Ayin that brings in our Braisa, so that Maram Chavav understands, doesn't relate to the first half, it relates to the second half. That we have over here an issue of Maris Ayin. Rabbeinu David agrees with the Maram Chavav that we have an issue, Midrabanan, but not one of Maris Ayin. What other issue could we have by selling chametz to a goy on Erev Shabbos? That the Chavra is a very, very real, that should be something that bothers us nowadays. Yes? Harama, exactly. That really you are, in quotation marks, selling it to the goy in order, in quotation marks, to buy it back from the goy. Namely, you're trying to make an end run around the halacha, that this chametz is your chametz, you're just playing a game of giving it to the goy, the ki'ilu, it's his, when you know you're going to buy it back, he knows you're going to buy it back, that's Beis Shammai's halacha. Beis Shammai says, you want to sell it to a goy, bakasha, but it has to be a real bona fide mechira. What's a real bona fide mechira? She yichala osa lefnei ha-Pesach. The moment he's going to be keeping it on Pesach, you're putting yourself into a situation of that appears to be a ha'arama. It appears to be just a means of cutting corners, of doing an act that really doesn't have halakhic significance. We're so used to the mechiras chametz, we don't even think of harama. Right? When we get to Shemitah, oh, that's a harama. And the people in Shemitah will say, well, I don't understand. You sell your chametz every year. Why can't I have the mechira on Shemitah? L'chor, it's very parallel. It may be, may not mean that. That's not our Indian currently. But the Rabbeinu David raises this issue. Yes, simply. Gil simply, sorry. Yes, Gil, yes. Because if it's a harama, for the goy to have the chametz on Pesach means you're over by your rabbi Yimatzeh. Namely, that we're afraid that maybe this is not a real sale. If we're afraid it's not a real sale, he can't have it. He has to finish before Pesach. Only by his eating before Pesach, that takes away the harama. He's having it on Pesach, we're afraid he's going to sell it back to you. Then already we say, maybe it's not a sale, and maybe you're over by your rabbi Yimatzeh. So in order to be certain that it's a real sale, he has to finish it before Pesach. It's a very good question, but I think that's the answer to the question. We pointed out, who was Rabbeinu David? Yes? Talmud of the Ramban, right? We point out we have very, very little Ramban on Pesach, but we have a few sections. One of those sections, Dafka, we see where Rabbeinu David pulled this out of his hat from. He got it from his Rebbe. That the Ramban in the first paragraph on Daf Dalet Amud Beis points out that Mida Oraisa, you have to get rid of your chametz. Kol Eilu LeDivrei Torah. Midivrei Sofrim Hitzrichu LeVayer LeGamrei Dilma Asi LeMechal Minei. Midrabanan, we pointed out, we have the Schiv of Biur. V'lo Od Ela Shehechmiru B'Sveiko L'Vdoku LeAved Olim Kor V'Litein Lene Yehudi Kodim Zmano U'Kedivrei Beis Shammai Af B'Bechira Sa'eno Yehudi Hechmiru Midivreihem. Ella imken yodea shiyachala kodem pesach the choshu laharama. Choshu laharama. This is the shita of Rabbeinu David. Namely, we have a machokas over here as to whether our current mechiras chametz would be valid. That's Beis Shammai's Beis Hillel shita. It's a sale. It's a halakhically valid sale. Or do we say, come on, who are we fooling? That's Beis Shammai. We pass like Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai is over here an issue of harama. Okay, so we have then two different approaches to the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Either it's machlokes on principle, and we have a double possibility, a machlokes in terms of defining hashbata, or as to whether you can preempt yourself from the chiyuv of hashbata by getting it out of your property. And then we have two options. No, everyone agrees what hashbata is. Our problem over here is, do we have an issue of Maris Ayin? Do we have an issue of harama? Yes? Is there an Indian of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol?
That's one, and then carry over to Lashbis so that he runs
You're 100% correct that we'd have to raise these issues. In other words, as to whether you would be machshil him, as to whether you're a Messiah de Ovri Avera. It's like, you know, you have a bottle of wine that has Kedusha Shviya, so you send, give it to your neighbor with no idea what's going on. Yeah? So you got rid of your, according to Beis Hillel, you got rid of your chiyuv of tashbisu, but you enter into other issues, right? You may have jumped from the oil into the frying pan or whatever. Huh? And Achinami, it's a different issue. You're raising a different issue. That's not the machlokas Shammai and Hillel, but it is an issue. It's a different issue. Yeah? He says that as long as we have a halachically valid machira, that's not called ha'arama. What then is ha'arama is a good question. I mean, we want to look at a shiur on ha'arama, but not now. But we can have a separate shiur on ha'arama. Yes? If you're choosing not to burn the chametz, but you're choosing to turn it into breadcrumbs that are worthless, then you have to do that act. In other words, the fact that you take a piece of chametz and you break it into two, by that you haven't been mashkis the chametz even according to the chametz. You can break it into four. In other words, so he hasn't. It's not a question of he hasn't done the mitzvah of tashbisu. Tashbisu has an end point. You have to do tashbisu by the beginning of the sixth hour. That's the end point of tashbisu. If you haven't done it by that point, then you're chayav, even if your intention was good, but if you haven't done it, you haven't done it.
There's an implication of the Mishnah that the Shabbat has to be finished by the time Shabbos comes in, but in according to Israel, as long as you started the process off, it can
but that, you know, it's, in Shabbos, the malacha is defined when Shabbos enters. Over here, the chiv of tashbisu is dafka erev Shabbos. That's why I said it's a parallel. It's not an equation. Okay, now let's move over to the Shita of Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the third day in the Braisa, Omer, Kutach, the kol minei Kutach. Rashi points out that Kutach has an ingredient of breadcrumbs. We know from other sugyas, it also has an ingredient of sour milk, because it's a problem of basar b'cholav. In other words, it's a problematic, it's one of those things that really needs a proper hechsher for year-round and for... And in other words, O-U-P-D-Y, in other words, it has D and it has C-H. In other words, we have over here and it's a dip. It's something which is a condiment, which you don't, it's like mustard. You don't eat it by the spoonful. You simply dip things in, but per se you don't eat it. So Rav Yehuda say, Omer, Kutach v'kol minei Kutach, Osur limkor shloshim yom kodem lepesach. So the question is, in which envelope are we going to put Rav Yehuda ben Beseira within our machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So you saw over here we have a machlokas between whom and whom? Rashi and Tosfos. Other Rishonim also take sides, but we don't need, in other words, we have already on the page our basic machlokas. Rashi puts Yehuda ben Beseira into whose camp?
Beis Shammai.
Okay, that's, we can... check that out as to whether we know that there were certain Amoraim, certain Tanoim who were, Shamuti. I'm not sure if Yehuda ben Beseira classically was in that camp, but Rashi puts him into the camp of Beit Shammai. And what then is the difference between, or what is he tweaking over here within Beit Shammai? Okay, excellent. So Mendy is pointing out two things. A, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira is talking about a certain type of chametz that we cannot be certain that the goy is going to finish because of its nature. But secondly, what he's doing is he's giving us an outer limit. Previously, I think Yoni asked, what are we going to do with Beis Shammai? Does that mean that if you sell something to a goy in Hanukkah, that you have to keep him on your radar screen to see what he's going to do with it? So Rav Yehuda ben Beseira is telling us, from when does the chiyuv of biur chametz enter, that you have to worry about what the goy is going to do with your chametz. And he points out that we have this concept of Shloshim Yom. Rashi points out, Misha Shoel in Bihilchos HaPesach. This is Gemara that you saw previously in a different context on the Vav Amud Aleph. That the Gemara points out that if you're planning on taking a trip before Pesach, or you're planning on creating an otzar, you want to make a storehouse in Erev Pesach, at what point do you have to have chametz on your mind? Do I have chametz under this storehouse? Do I have chametz in my house that I have to think about before I take my trip? So the Gemara says that the criteria is Shloshim Yom. And the Gemara says, Hane Shloshim Yom Maya Vidatayu, Sholim Vidorshim Yichos HaPesach, Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yom. And Rashi over there points out, from that time, Me'az Chol Avli Hizahir B'tzarchei HaPesach. The moment that we have a chiyuv of She'ela and Drisha, it means that chametz is be on your mind. We pointed out, there's a chiyuv Midrabanan of Tashbisu. Midoraisa, Tashbisu is Miyam HaRishon. Midoraisa, you don't go beyond Erev Pesach. But Midrabanan, we have a chiyuv of Biur and Bidika. That's extended. How far is it extended? Until a month before Pesach. From Purim, we already have a chiyuv of Biur. So Rav Yehuda ben Beseira is just rounding out Beit Shammai. He's telling us that Beit Shammai is only worried about Mechira from a Goy from 30 days. And on these foods that have a shelf life of more than 30 days, we have an issue of selling them to a Goy during this period of time because it's not going to be finished. L'maisa, we know it's not going to be finished before Pesach.
How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining Beit Shammai?
That's Rashi. I'm not saying we said.
Maybe Rashi means that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Beit Shammai that the definition of Tashbisa means destroying from the world.
Yes, right.
But he's arguing that maybe 30 days. Maybe Beit Shammai doesn't say 30 days.
Look, everyone has to have an outer limit. In other words, there has to be an outer limit. The only outer limit that we know is Shloshim Yom, again, from the Sugya and Davav. The Sugya over there didn't link it with any Machlokes, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So, in other words, unless you have a source that Beit Shammai has a different outer limit, I would tend to assume that he would agree with the Shloshim Yom, just that, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, this is an objective criteria when you're dealing with foods that are not going to be eaten during that period of time. Yeah?
So, people, even if you make some maracha, you really don't know how much it's going to be you. So for that, he does Shloshim Yom. But it could be that, or maybe he won't forever, but it could be that in each individual case, you have to make a haracha, how many people are in the family, how many people, how it's normal.
That's what Shammai said. You have to make the haracha. Yodea shiyachala oso kodem Pesach. Again, it could be, but in other words, then we would be sending him another machlokas as to when is the chiyuv tashbisu chal. And that we don't find any Rishon who says.
What if he knows that if he sells 30 days before, 28 days before, he knows that the time will be finished. So when Beit Shammai has a problem.
In Achinami. That's the Elam Ken Yodeh Boshi Yechala. That's what Beit Shammai said. On this Kutach, we know there's a problem. Now, we don't have to make any Hasharot.
And if he sold before?
If he sold it before 30 days, then there's no Chiyuv of Biur. You know, if you sell the chametz before the chiyuv of beer, so then that's not a problem at all. Okay. However, in other words, I'm not saying that you're wrong, Yoni. I'm just saying that I don't have any way of giving a shiur of beer other than 30 days. That we know from a sugya and avav is a shiur of beer. And so, since Rabbi Beseira takes that over here, I'm assuming that Beit Shammai would agree, at least according to Rashi. Otherwise, Rashi would have given us a shiur. However, Tosfos takes Rabbi Beseira parallel to what we saw in the Maram Chalva'a and the Rabbeinu David and the Ramban in terms of Beit Shammai, namely that we can have an Issur Drabanan in the camp of Beis Hillel. You can agree with Beis Hillel be'ikaron, but still have a problem in terms of a particular food because of Marisayan. Over here, it'd be hard to distinguish between food and food on the level of Harama, but on the level of Marisayan, there, Tosis points out the Shem Ba'alav Alav. This is Goldstein's mustard, right? This mustard is known, has a name attached to it, and then when it's found in the house of the Goy, people are going to say, oh, you know, this person got Hanoah from it, made the Goy Yishliach, Vachulei Tosis gives all sorts of scenarios, and that's the issue. Yes?
And within that understanding, don't we come back to the problem of maybe
Hundred percent. That's what we're saying. That this is nothing to do with Beit Shammai. This is a Marisayan problem that everyone has. Be it Beit Shil, be it Beit Shammai, and that's that. No, Marie, Beit Shammai, no time. The Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, Asi, Kebeis Hillel. It can even go according to Beis Hillel. This has nothing to do with Beis Shammai at all. It's the nature of the chametz. This is the chametz which is going to be found with the Jew's name in the non-Jew's house. That's the Marisayan.
According to that, what's not with Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Are they arguing
what
about
we said earlier?
They're arguing about Tashbisu, and then Rav Yehuda does just bring a separate point to Marisayan.
Or it could be that that Beis Shammai has this broad Marisayan, and on that Beis Hillel disagrees, but this minor Marisayan of the particular Kutzach, on that he may agree. It could be a machloket simply in terms of how far you take the iser of Marisayan. Beis Shammai took it to every chametz which is sold by a Jew to a goy, and Rav Yehuda Beseira and Beis Hillel would say it only applies to Kutah. Yes.
About what, when
it talks
about the Kutah,
yes.
Isn't it even before Shulchan Aruch did that philosopher? So why would the Kutah, why is it limited to Shulchan? Wouldn't you have a why is the field of beer limited to 30 days?
The 100% very, very nice. What Gil points out is that over there are two criteria for when the chiyuv of biur is going to come about on the person. However, over there we're dealing in a situation where we are creating a certain relationship to the house. Are you going to check your house? They're not going to check your house. So we're saying, if you know you're going to come back on Pesach, so ma'inach gemina when you leave, even if you leave on Hanukkah, if you know you're coming back, so then you have to check your house before you leave. Otherwise, the moment you come back, and you'll be over in Easter. But over here, we're selling it to a goy, and it's going to be out of your property. The only question is as to whether there's a chiyuv of biur in the world. So that would use l'chor the criteria of 30 days. Namely, the criteria of daito lachzor would only apply when it's still in your reshus. When the chametz is no longer in your reshus, the chor wouldn't be able to use that criteria of daito lachzor. Then we'd use the criteria of the 30 days. Okay, the end of Tosus points out a point of information. We have a Mishnah later on in the beginning of the third parak of Egel Ofrim, which according to Rabbeinu Tam is telling us that this kutach, this dip, a Jew is allowed to keep in his house on Pesach. Namely, that there's no Iser of Bal Yera'a u'Bal Yimatze. So you could have asked, what exactly then is the problem? I mean, if there's no problem of Bal Yera'a u'Bal Yimatze, l'chora there should be no Chiyuv of Tashbisu. There's no Chiyuv of Tashbisu, so why over here would Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira be concerned about it? That's if we're dealing with on a Daraisa plane. We're dealing on the level of the Biur. However, if we're dealing on the Kref of Marisayan, who cares? In other words, that's the problem over here. That's what Tosafot says. If you learn like the Ri that we're dealing over here with an issue of Marisayan, so the Marisayan is going to be that Nachon, there's no Iser by Yerah by Yimatze, but there's still an Iser of Achil and Hanah. And if the problem is that maybe you got Hanah by selling it to the Goy on Pesach, that's the Marisayan, that would still be an issue even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, but again, just a point of information that doesn't change the conceptual options of how to understand Rav Yehuda Beseira. Is he part of the school of Beis Shammai, or is he even according to Beis Hillel? Up to this point, everything okay? Any questions? Yes.
Going back to Rashi.
Yes.
Can we say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are having a echronim locus in regards to Yom HaRishon?
Again, Ha'ikar Chosim and Ha'sefer, if that's the situation. We're dealing over here with the Braisa. The Braisa is not on our Mishnah. We have a Detanya. It's a Braisa. It's a Braisa. It's quoted in Masechet Shabbos. It's quoted over here. Beishamim will go Yimkor Adam Chemtza. In other words, so Yoni wanted to say maybe it's Asur all year round. In other words, to say that, that Ha'ikar Chosim and Ha'sefer, here also Ha'ikar Chosim and Ha'sefer. In other words, so within the Braisa, you can understand that we're talking about within the 30 days when there is a Chiyuv of Biur, Lechor. Otherwise, Natata Debrechel Shurim in both directions. So, the Gemara continues to dissect the Mishnah piece by piece. Umutar Bahana'a. The Mishnah points out that we have this period of time of Kol Shah Shemutar Le'echol, Mutar Bahana'a. The problem is that it says the statement after it gives you the two examples. Ma'achil Behema Chaya Le'ofos. What does it add in? Umutar bahana also. We already know it's mutar bahana. Otherwise, how can you sell it to a goy? Otherwise, how could you feed it to a nachri? Bar it's muter b'hana pshita, lo tzricha. Now we're putting a different understand, a different spin on the entire Mishnah. We're dealing shecharacho kodem zmana. V'kai malon, v'kamash malon, k'rabba, d'amar rabba, characha, kodem zmano, muter b'hana'a, afilu la'achar zmano. Okay, let's try and understand what's going on over here. Let's read Rashi. Lo tzricha, v'hai muter, ala achar zman koi. And we were dealing when the chametz enters into Pesach in the state of being burnt, kagon shecharocho b'ur yafe kodem zmano, shebitel ta'amo u'mar iso. You took this piece of toast, you put it in your toaster, it no longer looks like a piece of bread, no longer tastes like a piece of bread. So then the halacha is that we have over here mutar b'hano aso. Since this toast entered into Pesach in this state, you're allowed to get hanoah from it even on Pesach itself. Tosos on Rat points out, Ukagon Chenifsal Mile Echola Kelev, the Binyan Acher Lohavishari, Dumiya the Patcha Ipsha, etc. Namely, the common denominator over here between Rashi and Tosfos is that we have an ability to preempt the Easter of Chametz on Pesach by changing the nature of the Chametz. To what degree do we have to change the nature? So Rashi says, to the degree of batel ta'am umar iso. Tosa says, to the degree of nifsal me'achilas kelev. What exactly are these criteria? What is the halacha of chametz on Pesach? So we have two points over here. One point, the Meiri points out black on white, but I think we can make it ourselves. What if you were to take this piece of chametz on Pesach itself and bring it to the level of charocho? What's the implication over here from Rabbah? Not charocho kodem zmano. On Pesach itself, you were to take a piece of bread and you were to be chorechit, or you were to buy a piece of bread which is charuch, which is burnt, to the degree of either Rashi or Tosos. What would be the halacha? There would be aser, 100%. Namely, that once chametz is roi le'echol on Pesach, there's no way that you can take the name of chametz off unless you do what to it? Burn it, right. In other words, unless you turn it to ether. Chametz is an Easter hana'a, it's min ha'nisrafim. When something is aser b'hana'a min ha'nisrafim, only post-srefa, only when you're down to ashes, is it mutter. But before that, it's aser. Charocho would not help us on Pesach. The chiddush of Rabbah over here is you can preempt the status of chametz. Before the Easter of chametz enters, you can take this piece and say, this will not be chametz, by burning it to degree X or Y. Let's try and understand what are these degrees. Let's say we weren't dealing with chametz on Pesach. Let's say we were dealing with nevela, treifa, etc. At what point does a nevela cease to become usher for us to eat? At what point does a trefa, does chelev, what point are you no longer forbidden to eat this nevela, trefa, chelev, etc.? Nachon, we have a pasuk that by the nevela it says that v'nasata lager asher b'sharecha titnena, that the nevela you can't eat, you can give it to the ger, there's no iser hana'a. So Chazal or Doresh, Nevela haru'uya lager, kari nevela. Nevela she'ena ru'uya lager, go kari nevela. That as long as a ma'acholos asuros is edible, then it has the status of ma'acholos asuros, edible by a person. The moment it is no longer edible, then it is permissible to eat. There's no easter to eat ma'acholos asuros when they are no longer edible. This is on a Doraisa plane. Chametz on Pesach is an exception. And that's what Tosis quotes over here, the Gemara of Pas She'ifsha. Maybe look, since I sent you to Daf Memhei Amad Beis, look for a minute on Daf Memhei Amad Beis. There we see that to the rule of Roy Lachilas Adam, there are really two exceptions. If you look at the Gemara about 20 lines from the bottom, 15 lines from the bottom, where you have the star and the hay of the Ein Mishpat, Tanu Rabbanan, HaPas She'ifsha, when bread spoiled when it moldy. Got moldy. The nifsala mile'echol adam. At which point, had it been the vega or trefa, it would have been permitted. However, it's still hakelev yochol la'ochla mitama tumas ochlim kebeitza. Tumas ochlim, that's the shear. Tumas ochlim kebeitza. V'nisrefet im hatmeya b'pesach. Namely, that we have two exceptions to the rule. Generally, the cutoff point is nifsal me'achilas adam. However, there are two things that even if they're pasal me'achilas adam, even as long as they are roi l'achilas kelev, b'chol zot they remain osur, and that's in the world of tumas ochlim and in the world of chametz on Pesach. So tumas ochlim, that's a world in and of itself. It has its own definitions. Chametz on Pesach, l'chor, is part of the world of macholos asuros. Why should it be more chamor? So here, if you look on the top of the Gemara, on top of the page, about seven lines down, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Zetanya, one line under the star of Rav Yosef, Hapascha ibsha chayav levaer, vipnei sheroi l'shochaka u'chamea ba kama isos acheros. Namely, that in the Torah we always find that chametz is linked with se'or. Chametz we call se'or lo tochevu. Chametz is always linked with se'or. The uniqueness of se'or is that se'or is that which is per se ein roi l'achila, but it's mechametz other things. It's a leavening agent. You're not allowed to have chametz or leavening agents in your house. Come along Chazal, and they understood from the Torah that there's a certain interplay between chametz and se'or, that just like se'or is defined by its being able to be machmitz davar acher, so also chametz, as long as it's able to serve as a leavening agent, will also be osur. As long as it's roi l'achilas kelev, it still can serve as a leavening agent. So over here we have a different definition because of the uniqueness of chametz. This is unique halacha within Pesach. So now, let's go back to our machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says that if you take a piece of chametz and you burn it to the point where it's eino ro'e l'achilas kelev, then you're allowed to get hanoah from it on Pesach. Comes along Rashi and says, that's not necessary. As long as it no longer looks like chametz, as long no longer tastes like chametz to us, right, that's already okay. From the Gemara we just saw in the Fem Heyam at Beis, who appears to be the one we don't have to explain? And who appears to be the one we have to explain? Right. Tosfos is obvious. Tosfos is telling us, okay, chametz has a more chamor criteria in terms of its definition. So if you will preempt this from being chametz, if you'll be posel it from achilas kelev, then you're allowed to be nehene. When Pesach enters, this is not chametz. It's posel me'achilas kelev. But Rashi kanir'eh has a lower criteria than the one on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. We don't have a hero machokas in halacha. Rashi agrees in halacha that the definition of chametz, in order to be usur, is that it has to be roi l'achilas kelev. So why would Characho have a different criteria? That is half the issue. However, yes, Rabbi?
Why are we saying that necessarily Basel Tanul Marito is not in the category of
Because Rashi knows the language of Nifsa Me'achilas Kelev. And had Rashi wanted to say it, he would have said it. In other words, it's not as though we only get to see it on Daf Mem Hei. We just had it on Daf Tesvav. Now, we began the Perek on Daf Kaf Aleph, but Rashi began his Perek on Daf Beis. And so 5 blad ago, he came to Pascha Ipsha, Nifsa Me'achilas Kelev, it's Mutar. So why would Rashi create a new criteria? Why would he create new language? And that it's not the same criteria, L'chora. What does Nifsa Me'achilas Kelev have to do with Batal Tama Umariso? Batal Tama Umariso means, if you were to show this to a kid, it's like you show a letter in a Sefer Torah to a kid. What is this? Is this a nun or is this a vav? Right? What does it look like? A nun or a vav? So you show this piece of thing, this thing to kid. What is this? Will he say that this is chametz, or will he say that I don't? You know, it's a game. It's a ball. It's, I don't know, silly putty. Whatever he'll say, it's batel tamisa. It has nothing to do with nifsa me'achilas. So that's not the criteria that Rashi is using. So I'm assuming that he would disagree. But even if he doesn't disagree. But there certainly is a Rishon who disagrees, and that is the Rishon quoted in the Meiri, the Michta. The Yesh Meforshim, that what does Characho mean? Characho shelo nifsraf mitocho. This Characho is totally superficially. Namely, that this is the piece of toast that you burn, that you have the option of scraping off the outside, and if you scrape off the outside, inside you're going to find bread, right? Shelo characha shelo nisraf tocho va'af al pikein muter bahanoa. Now, if you don't want to say Rashi disagrees with Tosfos, clearly the Michtam disagrees with Tosfos. And the question is, how can you disagree with Tosfos? How can you preempt chametz in any way that you're not using the criteria of chametz? So the answer over here is what the Michtam continues. V'havele kekipas so'or sheyichta liyeshiva v'toch paneha betit she'eno over aleha. He says, this is similar to that piece of so'or that you decided to shape into a chair and to set it aside to sit on Pesach, that then, according to the Hemshech of the Gemara, if you paint this a so'or that it looks like a chair, you shellac it, toch betit, or you put plaster on it, then you can sit on it on Pesach and it's not considered to be aser b'hanoah. L'chora, sitting on a piece of chametz, that's hanoah. Right? But you can sit on this chair and it's not going to be aser b'hanoah. And we have over here another category. Aside from the category of Tosfos, of Eino Ro'i La'achila, what category do we have over here? A new world. What category do we have on this Gemara over here, on Memhamed Beis, Kupas Se'or? I don't know how to read it. Is it Kupas or Kofes? You know, Brett Mendel? Kipas? I don't know. It has a Vav in our Gemara. Okay, whatever it is, whether we're dealing over here, whatever it is, it's Kupas Se'or, Sheyicha Dali Yeshiva. The Gemara uses the language betela. Midama Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar betela. And then the Gemara continues, when do we say it's batel and toch paneha betit betela? Toch in ein toch lo. What's going on over here? What is this new criteria that we're talking about over here? What can a person do to chametz aside from making it ein roi l'achila? Yes, Rabbi Sand, Dr. Sanders.
Subjectively, yeah.
But what is in his das? What is he saying? He's not saying this is nullified kafar ha'aretz, he wants to use it as a chair. This is not the beetle that we speak about in terms of the chi of drabanan to be mevatel and to be mevar chametz. Yes? How, in what way is he moving the shem chametz? What? He's removing it from toras achila. Interesting. Let's read Rashi. Rashi over there, b'teila. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he, the kevan de ena mekuyemet la'achila betela. Ena mekuyemet la'achila. Rabbi Kustin in his book uses a more fancy Hebrew, miyuedet la'achila. What is miyuedet la'achila? Mekuyemet la'achila. In function, right. You, in your mind, are assuming that I am not going to use this chametz as a food. I'm not going to use it as a food. I'm not being mevatel it from the world. I'm not being mevatel it from having value. It's a chair. This is not food, it's a chair. I am making a gingerbread house. This is not a food. This is a house. Right? And that works. That works. So come along the Michtam and maybe Rashi, and they say that not only in a case of when you're turning so'or into a chair, are you able to be mevatalit? This is no longer miyuad la'achila. This is no longer defined as having the function of a food. You can even do it by burning it and getting it to a certain state. That is the equivalent. We can have a machlokes. What is the equivalent? Namely, there are pluses and minuses. And within the case of the so'or, you had another function in mind. Over here, it appears that you're just going the negative. In other words, that I am burning it so it'll not be eaten, but I am not necessarily planning to use it for something else. I'm not going to use this as currency. I'm not going to use this as, I don't know, as tokens. In other words, it doesn't say anything like that. It's only characho. So we have a machlokes, in other words, as to what degree it has to reach that you're going to come to this criteria. But namely, Tosos is assuming that the characho is the criteria of eino roi la'achila. Then Tosos is correct. You need nisam me'achilas kelev. The Michtam clearly says black and white, I am working off of the Gemara and Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. And we have a possibility not of being making it eino roi la'achila, but eino makuyam la'achila. It's not in the world for the function of achila. That also works. And perhaps Rashi is going in that direction. Right? That he said, you don't have to reach the level of the or you have to go, sorry, you have to go beyond the level of the Michta. You don't have to necessarily reach the level of Tosfos. By being Mevatel, Ta'amo Umariso, this doesn't look like bread, doesn't taste like bread. By that, I am saying that functionally this is not bread, even though it's still edible. I'm not trying to remove the world of Roy L'Achil, I'm trying to remove the Miyuad L'Achil. Yes? Ah, okay. So that we're going to come to. That we don't have time now, but I hope that we do it. But that is the rush. Okay, that we'll see as a Mahokas we've shown him. However, I don't want you at all to look at this Gemara for the next 3 days, other than Sachas Hashir. What I'd like you to do is prepare for Vuchsin Shir. So there are Mar Makomos over here. I'm not giving you Mar Makomos for next year. Of course, we'll continue. In other words, what we'll do, I'll tell you what we'll do, we'll leave it next Sunday, that we will finish this. In other words, we have to deal now is with Rabbi's question, and that is, should there be a difference between Hana'a? The language of Rabba is Mutar Bahana'a. What about Achila? So I'd like you to look at the Rush in the beginning of the second parak. Look also at the Baal Hamor at the beginning of the second parak, and the Chidushi Haran on the Rif over there on the, where is it, Hayamid Beis? Wherever the Rif is over here. That's Hayamid Beis. That's what we're going to deal with, and that moves over into the what the Rush creates, the whole new principle, etc. That we'll get to. Okay. In terms, if you can pass these out, and let's take one. In terms of Hilchasin Shir, he wants to give an overview of Isurei Hana'a. Now, it's, you know, we're trying, Rabbi Nash and I are trying to keep to a certain pace that Hilchasin Shir probably will fit into our pace. We tripped a little on this time, and we really have one more Shir to go until we'll hit the Gemara of Isur Hana'a. So, you know, we'll deal with it. We need it next Sunday, the Gemara of Shos Rabbanon, Mekadesh Mishay Shos Olamala. But Rebbe Chaim will begin with the Amar Chizkiya, about 15 lines into the Gemara, in terms of what is the source of the Yisur Hanoah on Chametz on Pesach, and give an overview of Yisur Hanoah B'chol HaTorah Kula. So these are the Mar Makomos. Rabbi Nash and I will also be learning the Mar Makomos in case you have any questions. On Wednesday, Mirtz Hashem, at 9:15, Rebbe Chaim will give a Hashkafa Shir here, and 9:15 to 10, and approximately, and then from 10 to 11:30, approximately, he'll give the Shir on Isuri Hana. Rav Bednarsh will give a Chazara Shir for those who are interested in Mirtz Hashem on Thursday morning at 9:15. Okay, and after Rav Chaim Shir on Wednesday, so I'll give you the Mar Makomos for Sunday Shir.
What is the Ramban?